Blog Talk Radio.
Grace and peace be unto you. Welcome each of you to Ignite, our weekly broadcast centered on infusing you with the Word of God, inciting His power, and provoking His passion within you. Our desire is that our broadcast will establish growth, new zeal, and God's purpose for your life. This is Pastor Lakeisha Camp Grant, founder of A Diamond in the Rough Ministries, and I will be your weekly infuser. I am delighted at the opportunity to usher you into the best part of your life. Stay tuned.
Lord God, we thank you for this wonderful day that you allowed our eyes to see, Lord God.
God, we thank you that you rose us up in our right mind, yes, Lord God. God, that you gave us the activity of our limbs, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that we left warm places, Lord God. Lord God, that all things may not be well. All things may not be in place like we would desire, Lord God. But we know that you get the glory, God. God, that you have all things worked out and in control of our lives, Lord God. God, we thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for our families, Lord God. We thank you for the loved ones, Lord God. God, we thank you for that tangible love that you show upon us, Lord God. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. God, we thank you for this place that we can come to and lay down our burdens unto you, Lord God.
God, we glorify you, we edify you,
we worship you, Lord God. God, you are the great I am, Lord God. God, as we are on the comfort of a new season, Lord God, we get to see you in a new way, Lord God. All things work together for those who love him and are called upon according to his purpose, Lord God. And we know we are perfect. God, we love you, God. God, we love you, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we just wait on tiptoe and anticipation of what you're going to do with us,
Lord.
God, we thank you for this new year, Lord God, that we are able to celebrate a year, Lord God. Some didn't make it, Lord God, but we don't make it. We didn't make it, Lord God. God, you have planted us by a river, Lord God, and we are steady and firm, Lord, over your word, Lord God. And God, we thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you.
God, we're excited about what you've called us to hands, Lord God, and we both take it from the Lord.
Yes.
God, thank you for renewing us, Lord God. Thank you for a new deal in us, Lord God.
Yes,
God, something about a celebration that gives us a new win, Lord God, that we can press on just a little while longer, God, we've been waiting on this place, Lord God. We've gotten weary in some places, Lord God. But God, we've met you here at this place today, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
God, we are excited about this, Lord God.
Thank you,
God. We're excited about what you're doing in this place, Lord God. So, Lord God, you know all needs, Lord God. You know all issues, Lord God. You know all issues, Lord God. And that's not a big thing for you, Lord God. We won't dare pray our issues today, Lord God. God, we pray that you are a mighty God and you're able to do anything, Lord God. There is nothing impossible in your name, Lord God. So, God, we give you the glory for that, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We were created to worship you, Lord Father, Lord God. We will not give you anything less than a hallelujah, Lord.
We are sure that we are a great thing in you, God. So we thank you, God, for this time we've had with you, Lord God, and we continue to have with you, Lord God. We never want to leave you. We carry you everywhere we go. You're never too far away from us, Lord God. You're only a thought. You're only a breath. You're only a beat away. You're always there with us, Lord God. And we glorify you. We give you all. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Sweet spirit in me,
y'all.
All you got to do is press in and join in. It's his presence. He's here with us. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, so grateful
to be able to know and recognize my Father.
Thank you, God.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Where you are.
Oh, that's the point.
Hallelujah.
That's right in there. So God, for you, everything I do.
you everything I will try and everything I will say. It's not perfect. It's not. It's not perfect. I promise you it ain't. But it's perfect for him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He knows. He said, okay, you know, yeah. But he bring me right back, and I'm right there. So I thank God. I thank him just for being in me, in that light that shines. So y'all need to just reflect a minute for your life. For your life. What is it that you do? Don't minimize what you have in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Don't minimize it.
Right. Yeah.
Don't minimize it, because God needs you.
Yeah.
He needs you. The kingdom needs you, and the people around you need you. You'd be surprised when you say that one thing, and somebody said, I needed that. I needed that. So for all of this, this whole growth, it's a growth of our apostles. It's a growth of our ministry. It's a growth of the leaders. It's a growth of all the people. And it's not strange that right before we're going to transition into another season that we're here. Because there's bigger things coming in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
There's bigger things coming in the kingdom. And I bless you,
yeah.
God. I bless you. No more, no more with the Leslie Day flow, Joe. And more running. We right here. We standing.
Yeah.
And when you stand in the glory of God, I promise you, let your light shine.
Yeah,
let your light shine. Let him use you. Oh, it's such a big deal.
Oh, Father,
oh my God.
Right where you
need
to be. Hallelujah.
So, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
This is a beautiful day. A wonderful day. So, today, I don't know if you heard it this morning, but guess what? I love you. And I mean that from my heart.
I love you.
God loves you too. So what I want you to do, this is my thing. I like to participate. Go here. Come on, get it together. Come on. Right here. Wide. Okay? Go here. Squeeze hard. Tight as you can. You've been hugged by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We love you. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Now that you've been hugged by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, hug your neighbor. Hallelujah.
Hug your neighbor and tell them that you love them.
Friend of God, keep on me friend.
close friend, you understand the what comes with having a friend. Hallelujah. The importance of having a friend. So the fact that we can say we're friends with God.
Yeah.
Come on, it's not just what he does for us, but that means he trusts us too.
Come on. Yeah.
Because see, friendship is not one
sided.
Yeah. Oh my God. Lord, I see.
Yeah.
Friendship is not one sided.
Yeah.
Friendship is an equal exchange. Are you hearing me? So when we can make the declaration that we are friends of God, that means equally we can call on him. And then there's a time when he says, daughter, son, friend, I need you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Everybody looking confused. Yeah, y'all looking confused this morning, but I wish I had these three people who really could get that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad God can trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. This song is so important for today because, amen, as we, amen, are right here at our first anniversary, amen, of this ministry, a Diamond in the Rough ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That means God trusted us.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, God. That means God trusted us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We were souls of people.
Yes.
So today, we see you singing this song. No. This song is a declaration that now we have come out of, amen, we come out of the gray zone with God.
Hallelujah.
We ain't in the gray zone no more, baby. We're the friends of them now. So they said, I can touch you with what belongs to me. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I'm grateful to God today. I'm so grateful to God. And I just want to let each and every person that is here under the sound of my voice, first and foremost, I want to acknowledge, amen, those who have been with us from day one. Amen. Amen. Come on, stand up, Minister Mel and Pastor Tasha and Deacon Melissa and Deacon Nate. Amen. Come on, Aaliyah. Amen. Amen. Who else was with us? Car came in. Amen. Hey, amen, amen. I'm coming in the door. Hey, family. Hey, boo. Hey, honey. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Listen, this is what I want to say to you all. Amen. And this is not to leave anybody else out. Come on, sugar. Come on. This is not to leave anybody else out, but I need, amen, I need to be able to speak to these people. Amen, because when I first went to them, glory to God. I'm not going to get emotional. But when I first went to them, because the Lord told me it was time for me to move into this place. Do not this building, but a place of pastoring his people. And I went to them and I said, y'all, if we're going to do this, y'all going to be with me? And they said, yeah. Yep. And when we in the street, that's called your word is your bond.
Yeah.
Because when they said it, they meant it, and they're still here today. So I want to thank God for you all. Y'all don't have to say, you go to another church. You go to any other church, but you come here. Amen. When it was just, amen, and we don't have a lot of people, but when it was just us, y'all here. When it's just us and nobody else, y'all here worshiping and glorifying God. So I'm so grateful to you this morning. Amen. That we have made the decision that we're going to do what God has ordered us to do. And I'm grateful that you all kept your word. You kept your word to God and to me. Amen. And I can't. With money, words cannot express my gratefulness to you all. I really am grateful to you all. And I don't know if I say it enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, especially for our young people. Thank you. Amen. Even for my own daughter. She don't have to come here. She don't have to come here. She can go somewhere else. Glory to God. But she comes. Amen. And she supports the ministry. And I'm eternally grateful. I can't pastor without people. Yes.
Hallelujah.
These chairs ain't going to do nothing for me. Hallelujah. Ain't gonna be right. We ain't gonna have a problem though, for sure. Won't be no resistance. Glory to God. But I wanted to tell you all this. I really wanted to say this to you all. I know I'm not super duper emotional, but my heart is so grateful to y'all today. It really is. It really, really. I love you all. Amen. Y'all can be seated. And for everybody else, amen. You know, wait a minute. I want to say this. I'm going to say to my husband.
Amen.
For real.
Amen.
Now, this is what I can say. Hold on for a minute, show. When me and my husband first met, I was kind of over church. I really was. I was kind of over church. And I mean, I told him I was a pastor, but I was a little bit over church. I didn't want a pastor no church. I really didn't. And I was tired of the personalities. I was tired of dealing with folks. I was tired of inconsistency. I just was tired of shady church folks. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, see, I ain't been in church long enough. I've been here long. Come on, Pastor B. You got to tell him.
Amen.
Yeah, I was sick of church people. I was sick of church people. And I had a preaching engagement, a preaching assignment. And my husband went with me. And when he got in the car, he turned around and he was like, "The world needs to hear you." And he don't even know how that changed my life.
Wow. Amen.
That you believed in me.
Amen.
And it's because it's hard to stand and lead people. Because people shifty shady.
Yeah.
You got to try to figure them out. But I thank God that I didn't have to figure you out.
Amen.
I knew that you believed in what I had. And that pushed me to where I am now. So I'm grateful to you. I really am.
Amen.
Y'all don't know. He really does encourage. He's a great encourager. He is a great encourager. Amen. But sometimes I'll be like, and y'all think when we, you know, it's small. And I'm not saying y'all are a lot, but the weight sometimes is a lot of dealing with different personalities. And you always got to figure folk out. Did I hurt them? Did I offend? What did I do? So as a leader of a ministry of people, amen, you go, Pastor, come on. We always figuring people out. Amen. I don't know why the psychologists make so much, because preachers need to make a whole bunch. I'm telling you. I stay trying to figure out. And then if they not, you got to still love them. When they shifty shade to you, you still got to love them. When you call them, they're like, "What can you do?" "Well, I can," but then they don't. You just got to be like, "Oh, well, that's right." Bless you, baby. Amen. And so I'm grateful. You all will never understand how grateful. I impressed about Mega. Amen. Because if you got Mega Ministry, you got Mega Ministry problems.
Yes, right.
And if we got just a couple of people we got now, and I'm trying to figure these folk out, OMG. I don't know. I don't know how great they are. I can't.
Hallelujah.
So I'm grateful to you. I'm grateful for those who came along for the ride now that we've created. Amen. We've established, amen, our foundational core that we have folks to come on over. Amen. Tara came on and she's so quiet. Amen. Sometimes you don't even know she's here, but I know you're here. I know you're here. Your presence is felt every time you come in the door. And the sincerity in which you bring to this ministry is so beautiful. It's beautiful. You are received here. I love you. I really do love you. And your family. I love you and I love your family. And I'm grateful that you connected with us. You have been consistent. You really have. You have. You think you haven't, but you have. You have. Even in the other things you got going on, you have been consistent. And so I'm grateful to you all. So I just want to let you know that publicly, because you may be struggling with that at the house. No, don't worry. I see you. I see you, and I'm so grateful to you. I really am. I really, really am. Amen. And Jasmine, amen. I'm so grateful to Jasmine. She got pulled along with her boo, but I think the Holy Ghost working on her individually. Amen. By any means necessary, honey. I'm glad you came and thought it out. You came for your boo. But look, you walked in this door now. You came with your boo, but God said, I got something special for you. Hallelujah. Look at her boo came in. She saw. She saw the miracle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And for amen. I love all of the Turner Church. I do. I love y'all like y'all mine. I love y'all. Y'all are so faithful and so consistent. It's like that. I mean, he don't have to come. I don't know what his mom's coming at home, but I don't know what happened in the house. But he doesn't have to come. But he does. He rides that bike right on up here. Amen. And come. And he has and worship with us. And so I'm grateful to you, Cameron. I'm grateful and I'm proud of you. I see y'all growing. You all are growing Amen. Miss Casey. Hallelujah. Listen, that this is the adjutant in training.
Amen.
The powerhouse. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm grateful to you, honey. I'm so proud of you. I really am. Amen. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for those even more who have come on. I thank God for my mother-in-law. Amen. She consistently comes and supports us. Amen. I love you. I love you. I'm so grateful. But she got her own church. Amen. But see, you know her and my mother, they got us on their schedule. We're gonna come this day. And I'm grateful to that.
Amen.
You know, because some people at some church they get mad and I gotta be a member of our church. Listen, we ain't about having no members. Hallelujah. I'm glad you come because you know what I know is when you come that God has a word for you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And so when you hear, I'm gonna make sure you get what God has from this house. Hallelujah. It's not by mistake, glory to God, that they come. Amen. It's because God is drawing them here.
Yes.
Amen. And it was just your son. Amen. He was just a conduit to get you to this
Amen.
Place, to get the word that you get for what you need to go back home and to do all the different things you need, even at your own church. So it is a blessing, amen, for you to come and be with us. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And, of course, my own son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grumpy Smurf over there. Intelligent Smurf in the back. Amen. I love y'all. I really do love y'all. And, you know, I know you all don't ever say it, but I'm grateful that not one time that you tell your dad, I don't want to go to church. Because you could. But you don't.
Amen.
You come. And you may not say nothing. You may not get with everything. But you come.
Amen.
And so that speaks louder than anything. You know, the fact that I don't see what I don't see doesn't confuse me. The fact that you don't say that you don't want to come is a blessing.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I really do love y'all. I promise you I do. I love you. You girl, love this smiley. I love you, boo-boo. I do. Look at your heart there, babe. I love y'all. I really do. I promise you. I had one, but God gave me a heart. Every day I love y'all more.
Amen.
I really do.
Amen.
Y'all will never ever know how much I love you. I really do. But and then I'm grateful for even more people who have come on. Amen. We have some people who are not here yet, but they'll get here eventually. Amen. And so we have, amen. Listen, I got to hold on. Amen. I'm so grateful. Look, listen, what time is it? It's 10:14.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. I have been thinking about you. And I was waiting for you earlier. But I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you and your family joining us. Amen. And I pray, I really do. Really do pray that you all find a home with us. Amen.
Amen.
And in your home. Amen. We ain't going to judge your time. Your time, you know, that could be your deficiency. Your getting on time could be, yeah, we're going to talk later. But amen. But this is a home for you. Amen. And I hope you and your beautiful daughters and even your beautiful mom, you can be home here, honey.
Amen.
Amen. We're so glad that you come and you join us and you receive. And even we had a little fun day one day. We all went out to water country. And I know they like, that pastor, she do all kinds of stuff. I sure do. I love y'all. I'm at balance. Hallelujah. I like to have fun too. Amen. Listen, that when I got ordained as a pastor, it was nowhere written that I can't swim.
Right.
Yeah. It was nowhere written there. I read the bylaws. I read them. And I didn't see can't go swimming with the saints. And so, amen. And so you all, I do these things because you know what's important to me? Relationships.
Yes.
This ain't important to me, standing up here with a microphone. That is not at all important because anybody could do it. You go across the street and they can get that. And somebody can stand in front of you with a microphone, but they have no relationship with
right.
you. So what's important is relationship, because that's what Jesus did.
Yeah,
Jesus wasn't
yeah.
about trying to build a following. He was
right.
building relationships.
Yeah.
Because I understand that if we can build relationships, then that broke place in you, you'll be more willing to allow me through the Holy Spirit to come in and
help. Hallelujah.
Amen. Because that's the goal. I want to help God get you to a place of completeness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so what I understand is, it ain't going to come by me standing here screaming and hollering and telling me you're wrong and God's going to burn, he's going to burn in hell, but it comes with you knowing that I'm people just like you.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I just got a little bit more gifty in this area because I promise you areas that you all have that I don't have. And I'm okay with that. Amen. Amen. So I'm praying that you all will continue to allow me in, allow me to get to those spots. Allow me to, amen, to get in there and push you a little bit. Amen. Because this is what we're getting ready to do this year. I'm going to start pushing a little bit more. Amen. Now, I gave y'all a whole year of all this, that the world and fuzzies and school. I gave everybody a whole year. I gave a whole year to warm and fuzzies. I did. And so now it's time, amen, for us to transition to our, especially for our leaders. Amen. I talk to the people that's just coming in. Y'all still got a year of warm and fuzzies. Amen. To my other folks, amen. Amen. We gonna help them through. Hallelujah to their next level. And finally, I really want to acknowledge Pastor Verinda Kyle.
Amen.
I really do.
Amen. Amen.
And this is why I acknowledge him. Because when the Lord gave me the mandate, or when he called me to the apostolic, I believe, but I really didn't.
Oh, see.
I know everybody, we all wonderful, and everybody be preaching. We, honey, because I know what I'm called to do. No, me, even me. I was like, wait a minute, God. I don't really know about this because it's supposed to look like this. And the fact that without me priming, pressing, directing, or anything, this woman of God came and sat. No, let me say this. Let me choose my words. She affirmed what God said.
Amen.
In that area.
Amen.
You will never know how that blesses me. Because what you said, what you did was, nobody has to say anything. God proved it. So with everybody who didn't believe I was called to the apostolic, God had, he was like, oh, okay, well, let me show you. You believe that? That's why I love you. Amen. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to you for seeing what you saw in me and being in agreement with it.
Amen.
And submitting to it. And I'm grateful for all our ups and our downs. I'm grateful for this journey that we're starting. And there's so much more to come. You are pushing me because of the belief in the apostolic and because of my covering over you. It's pushing me into what I'm really called to do.
Amen.
I was fumbling and doubling for a minute. I was like, Lord, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know. Oh, see, I know. We all wonderful. Everybody wants to see. That's what you all need to see. I'm not perfect.
Amen.
I'm learning the same way you are. And so some days I'm on it, and some days I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm just going to pray. Or really, come on, baby, let's just go watch a movie. I don't know. Somebody are calling and somebody is trying to give me a hands up, and I'm like, oh. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, that's how it is. I ain't over at the house every day. Oh, the Lord told me something about you. No. Sometimes I be like, okay, is something going on? Because they seem like they worked up. Quiet. Okay, well, they don't know. Amen. But I need you all to understand, y'all, we're growing together. We're growing together.
Amen.
And when you all believe in what God places in me, you push me, you grow me. Amen. That's why it's important when I give you a due assignment I'm giving to you. Don't frustrate my anointing. It's frustrating already that I'm trying to create a blueprint. Follow the instruction. Amen. And once you follow the instruction, it provokes something in me. Got it. We got that. So now we can move to the next thing.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I wanted to say, amen. And our newest disciples of Diamond in the West Ministry, Sister Audrey.
Amen.
Pray. look at me like that no more. I know my people's name. Amen. 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 Food going good, baby? You had a great week? All right. Amen.
Amen.
She just started going to Longwood. Amen.
Amen.
She just started going to Longwood. I know, but I was just saying. Amen. And you give her some, you know, some tips. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And so I had to do that, guys, because that's how much important you are to me. You are very important to me. Amen. And I want to publicly acknowledge. We're not so great that we can't publicly acknowledge people. Amen. Everybody want to be acknowledged. Amen. People want to know that they're important. Hallelujah. Come every week. Amen. I'm hollering and screaming, telling you all the things that never going to get you. All that. And you need to know sometimes, Lord, can she just give us some love?
Amen.
Once a year. Amen. And so, glory to God. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Absolutely. As we know, we have a covering here. Our chief apostle, Karen Bean. She is not able to be with us, but she sent her love last night. She texted me late in the hour. She had something to do. She had an assignment. And so she wanted to just say that she loves you. She's proud of you. She is proud of all of us, how we're growing, how we're an extension of her.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys are just coming along on the journey, but me and Pastor Keisha, Apostle Keisha, have been with her for a very long time. And to be able to stand here before you people and do this was a mystery. For me, I would have never thought.
Glory, glory.
So as Apostle has said, we're grown. Truly, we are grown. My mind could never have imagined that he would trust somebody like me to pull somebody else on the ride.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to sow a seed into the ministry.
Oh, wow.
She loves us. She is with us in our prayers and in our endearments and our endeavors. And even though she's not physically here with us, she's pushing us and she's rooting for us. And so we all know it's great to have a cheerleader, whether you can see them or not.
Yes.
That makes the journey a little bit easier
sure
when you know you got somebody to root for you. And you're like, whew, I don't know if I'm going to make it across this line. And they, you hear your name and they be like, woo, go. And you be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to finish it. So that's just what our chief apostle is. She's just our cheerleader.
Yes.
And whether we can see it, listen, if y'all haven't heard her yet, she will scream at you. So it really is. That's really what she is.
She will scream at
she
you.
She is a spiritual cheerleader.
Yes.
She's going to push you to finish your assignment. She's going to push you to finish your purpose, what God has called us to. So present.
God bless you all. Bless
Amen. Amen. We're going to make sure that we send her a thank you.
Yes.
Amen. She is our chief apostle. She will scream at you. Amen. Y'all,
yes, she will.
Y'all have never been woo, where you geez. Preaching and she's sitting there and she's like, yes! And you scared. Wait a minute. I lost my space. She scared me. Amen. But she really is. Amen. A spiritual cheerleader. And I'm so grateful to her. I'm grateful to the opportunity that she saw something in me. Amen. She saw something in me and she stoked the fire. Amen. And so be grateful for people who soak your fire.
Yes.
Amen. No matter what. Whether they make you uncomfortable, whatever. They soak your, they push you to your purpose. Amen. Sometimes you'll never be able to get to your purpose until somebody soak your fire.
Jesus.
Some of us, we say, you know, I've got to call me to X, Y, and Z, but you'll never get there until your fire soaks.
Amen.
Because nothing is going to push you into the place of changing how you think and how you see so that you can obtain the bigger thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, y'all, put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to just go on into the Word. Amen. Amen. No need of me. Amen. Go on in and bless the name of Jesus. Amen. We praise God for our musician today. Amen. Y'all, when we first asked I said this. I ain't for no stuff.
That's
amen.
Amen.
I don't want nobody bringing nothing in here.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because y'all know, you know, just because, you know, some places they let folks come with all kinds of stuff. Amen. They sit and they play and you, because people don't understand the power of the musician and what they release into the atmosphere. When you play out of your spirit. Amen. And so if you're playing out of your spirit, that means you're releasing. As you're playing, you're releasing. The sound is the release that came from your spirit.
Amen.
And so sometimes we don't understand why we listen to people and they sing and praise and worship and they playing. And when you get home, you feel like you got to call Reggie or Bonquisha because you're feeling some kind of way. Or you got a cuss on you, or you feeling angry or whatever. But you felt like I've been in the presence of the Lord and you open your spirit wide up and they've made a deposit.
Jesus, right there, right there.
We don't understand the power of music.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And so I said, okay, God, I want it, but I don't want my people to have to pay the price for it. Amen. If people are already struggling in their flesh, we won't add nothing else.
Yeah,
hallelujah. That's not what we want to do. I said, so what we'll do is we'll figure something out until God opens the door, and what a blessing. Amen. First of all, that we met Pastor Verinda.
Amen.
And then Pastor Verinda introduced us to Isaiah.
Hallelujah.
That anointed young man.
Hallelujah.
You are certainly anointed young man. And if you're playing like this, I'm just, y'all know what? It's just the way I am. My vision, I don't see like right now.
Right.
I see like down the line, and I hear the sound that's coming from you.
Amen.
I hear the sound that's going to be coming from you, and I'm so excited about that. It's going to be a time we're going to be in worship, and he's just going to go off and start playing in the spirit, and everybody's just going to be like, whoo.
Amen. Amen.
It's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. Because God is going to call you to tap into something. Amen. Keep playing around with it, and you're going to tap in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Mm.
Glory.
All right. We're gonna tap into something. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. Amen. For can you put this in the basket? Amen. Amen. We're gonna go ahead and jump into our word on today. Amen. Oh, this is what I do want to say. Amen. As we are on September the 20th. Everybody say September the 20th.
September the 20th.
September the 20th. We will be with Pastor Verinda will be installing Pastor Talia Oxendine
Amen.
To the pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And so what we, as Amen, the ministry covering, we're going to be there to support them. We're going to be there to push. We're going to be there to do whatever needs to be done to facilitate that service. So she will be reaching out to us individually and collectively so that we can find out what our assignments are, so that we can move forth in that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so I want everybody to put that on their calendar, Pastor Verinda. And it's going to be at 4 p.m. And it's not going to be here. Pastor Verinda is going to give us the address. Amen. So if you could text that to me or text that to Pastor Tasha, and we're going to make sure everyone knows the address, because the same way is if we were having something here. Amen. It's the same precept. It's the same concept, because this is our ministry, Amen, covenant partner. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we want to keep that on our calendar.
Awesome.
Amen. And on today, we are, after service on today, we're going to just all go out collectively for dinner or lunch or dinner, but I don't know, one of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so if you want to join us, amen, let Minister Melba know, amen, and then we're going to... we're going to figure that out after service. Amen. But just to let everybody know, if you desire to join us, it's available. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let me pray. Let's go on in the word, because I don't want to. Amen. Okay, I got no time here. Let me work this thing out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning, God, and I certainly bless you for just this day that you've given us to come and to celebrate and to edify you and to glorify you and to lift you up. And Father God, now on today, Father God, we pray that this word that you send us, that this is a word that was set up or erect an even greater place of grace, greater place of mercy, greater place of love, and a greater place of your power in our hearts. We pray, Father God, that you will cause every heart to receive, every ear to hear, and every mind to be able to fully understand the word that you're going to bring to us on today. I pray, Father, even for myself, Father God, that I be covered by the blood of Jesus, and that the word that comes out of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For God, you are my strength and you are my Redeemer, and I certainly rely on you for every aspect of my life. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So on this morning, you all, we are going to talk from the thought, the thirst quencher.
Yes.
the thirst quencher, the thirst quencher. If you can on this morning, go with me to John chapter 7, verse 37. John chapter 7, verse 37. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, we're at John chapter 7, verse 37. Amen. Y'all ready? Y'all got the word?
Amen.
And the Bible says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Now, at the beginning of this story, Jesus and his brothers are entering into a conversation. Now, we're talking about the early part of chapter 7. If we were to go back to verses 1, amen, through 10, we'll find that Jesus is having a conversation with his brothers or his family, and they're talking about going to the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now, the Feast of the Tabernacle began 5 days after the Day of Atonement. Y'all give me a minute. Let me set the stages, then we go on. Amen. The Day of Atonement is a day of penitence or repentance and mourning. And this is where the high priest confesses the sins of the community and entered into the most holy place with the blood sacrificing to make atonement for the people, okay? So now the Feast of Tabernacles, it lasted 8 days. It commemorated the entrance into the promised land after wandering through the wilderness. So when we go back and we look at the conversation that Jesus is having with her brothers, with his brothers, I find that that this is a very interesting conversation based on what they're about to do. It was very interesting because basically Jesus' brothers, they were kind of giving him the business. They were really throwing off on him as they were preparing to go up to the festival. Jesus' brother said to him, well, you need to make sure you go up there too, because you know you got all this following, people coming after you. You're grand and wonderful now. And Jesus was taken aback because he like, wait a minute, y'all supposed to be my family. How you just gonna come off at me like that? Because it was a clear indication that Jesus' brothers did not believe in him. Now, as they have just come out of the place of repenting and getting their self together, because the priest went into the Holy of Holies for them to purify them and to get them back in the right position. It's interesting to me that they, after being, hallelujah, cleaned up, or per se cleaned up during this religious ceremonial act, and now they are in the place of going to the Feast of the Tabernacles, which is the time, amen, that they are celebrating coming out of the wilderness into per se their wealthy place. They have the same mindset that their ancestors had. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me already. They were talking the same way that their ancestors did. They were supposed to be moving into a place of freedom. They had met the and not just met them, but their brother was the savior of the world, and they still had a right with them going into their liberating place. I thought it was very interesting how when God pushes you to your place of liberation, when God releases you to your place of liberation, when God says you can be free, that we struggle against the freedom. We struggle against the freedom. We know how to do religious ceremonial things because that's what they were doing. The Feast of the Atonement and the Feast of the Tabernacle, those were religious ceremonial things. See, we know how to do church. We know how to do all the things when it comes to the things of the church. But when we have to walk into the fullness of God and allow what he's offered to us to be manifested in our life, then it's a problem. It's a problem, which was really crazy, because if you live with Jesus every day, if you stuck with Jesus every day, if y'all laid in the same room, because all of these religious ceremonies that these people were participating in, that they were getting religion, but they were not tapping into the spirit.
Yeah.
They were getting religion, but there was no spirit. I'm talking already. We know how to get religion, but many of us have not ran into the spirit. We don't have no idea what identification in the spirit is.
Okay.
You know, I've come to realize that no matter how hard we try in our life, whether people be close to you or whether they be distant, they always have a hard time understanding what God is doing in your life. They always struggle. They can see the change on you.
Wow.
They can see the development in you.
Yeah.
They can see that God is changing the way you're walking. God is changing the way you're talking. God is changing the way you're thinking. God is changing how you interact with them. But they still got issues with you. You see me every day. You see how God has picked me up and he turned me around. And as they say in the old church, he placed my feet on a solid ground. You see that he delivered me from cussing you out every day. Now it's just once a week. You see, oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. You see, hallelujah, that every time you call, hallelujah, every third call I reject it. Because it used to be every call I took it. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Lurking around. around. Everywhere you go, somebody want to kill your character. They want to assassinate who you are. That's how you know you've met your mission and your master. That may be violent, and you can say, "Take it, though he slay me." They was mad at Jesus because he found his place of liberation. See, folks gonna get mad at you when you mess around and run into liberty for real.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, listen. Listen. Jesus understood this. He said, "You know what? My brothers, the folk down at the church, the people out in the street, you know what, Isaiah? Jesus said, I get it. Y'all not mad at me. You ain't mad at me. You mad at my liberation. You ain't mad at me. Oh, somebody gonna get that in a minute. Every time you go to the family reunion, they got something to say to you. Baby, they ain't mad at you. They mad at your liberation.
Jesus. Right there.
Woo! Calm down. Am I talking?
Yeah.
Am I in it?
Yeah.
Okay. So as Jesus is going on about his assignment, and he begins to have a conversation with the people, Jesus then goes on to say, he said, "Now, y'all, yeah, everybody all mad. Everybody just calm down. Because, listen, I'm not going to stop with my assignment. I'm not going to stop what I'm called to do. But this is what I will do. I offer you some, too. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. I offer you some, too. It's not that you mad at me. It's that you thirsty. You just thirsty. You thirsty, y'all going to get it in a minute. You just thirsty. See, y'all think they just say that in the culture for nothing. No, baby, it's a prophetic decree. Oh, Jesus. Folks thirsty all over the world, but they drink it from the wrong fountain.
Oh,
and that's why they never can be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "You ain't mad at me, bro. You thirsty." Oh, God.
Right there.
Jesus, tell him.
Yes.
He said in 37, in the last day, the day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up. Ooh. He stood up in the midst of all of the verbal assassination.
On,
he said, "Y'all, what? You ain't mad at me. Y'all thirsty."
I'm almost done.
Dehydration, what is that? It occurs with the the loss of bodily fluids, mostly water, that exceeds the amount that is taken in. What does that mean? It means that our spiritual essence, more of our spiritual essence is being released. That's coming in.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me go further. How did they get thirsty? When we as human beings become dehydrated, it has an effect on every aspect of our being. You see, when one becomes thirsty, they become desperate. When you become thirsty, then you become desperate. And when one becomes desperate, then they begin to compromise their personal safety, meaning that if I get thirsty enough, if somebody give me a dirty glass of water, I may be inclined to drink it because I'm so thirsty. And it'll mess up my whole thought process that even when somebody is bringing a fresh drink of water to me, oh my God, I may reject it. If it's not in the way I need it to be.
Listen,
wow.
Wow.
Over the years, we've drunk from dirty fountains. All because we were thirsty. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. We've drunk from the cup of religious contentment. Oh my God, I come to church every week. I ain't getting nothing. I ain't being filled up, but I come because that was my grandmama church and that was my granddaddy church. I go because my whole family go to that church. But you sitting there dying. You thirsty. Your lips all dry. Your skin look all messed up because we have drunk from the cup of rebellion. I just need somebody to see me so they can offer me a drink. You see, sometimes we don't even know what we're doing. It's just because you're thirsty. Why do you think the church say that when they talk about dating? Oh, he's thirsty. He want it. Yeah, baby, because he need a drink. He all dehydrated and dry. Everybody all confused about their sexuality and their mind. Everybody confused about everything. He said, I just need a good cup to drink from. We don't want to mess with dudes that's thirsty. But them the ones that's going to treat you the way you need to be. Because they got thirsty. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Y'all ain't got thirsty. I'm tired of drinking Sprite. I'm tired of drinking Gatorade. But I need some real calisthenics. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus, but you choke up in me. Watch this. Another symptom of dehydration is vomiting and diarrhea. What does that mean? Listen, that means we're releasing because we received something that was tainted.
Wow.
You can't hold nothing on your spiritual stomach or in your womb. Because what you're receiving is no good for you. Why? Because we mix it too much. You're mixing too much. That's just like, you know, you go, you get seafood, and then you may get a sweet, and then your stomach hurts because it ain't the right kind of mix.
Yeah.
So that's what's wrong with us. We mix it too much. One day we save and sanctify, the next way we doing two-stepping in. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. We all in the world doing two-step. And you know, I understand. I'm good. Well, that's why you can't never get your mind together because you mix it too well.
Oh,
I get no hallelujahs right there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, because we want to live in two worlds at the same time. And we want to decree that we're holy, but you holy with a little bit of rhythm wrong in you. And you can't do it. You can't get it together because you're caught between two worlds. 1 minute you're parking, the next minute you lay down. Well, Jesus said, I'm your friend. Y'all,
yes,
oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. They just hating on me. No, baby, they ain't hating on you. Amen. They pushing you. They developing your character.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But if you feel like you can't trust somebody, at least you can trust Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Y'all quiet.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, see, I found you now. I thought I had found you at the previous text, but I think I got you right here.
We quiet there. We ain't so fast.
I come to church. No, I'm talking about fully relying on Jesus. Pastor, I come to church. I'm talking about really fully giving yourself over to Jesus. I'm talking about trusting the people that he places in your life. I'm talking about trusting that those who he sends to you have the capacity to be able to push you.
Yes.
See, that's the anniversary.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, understanding
yes.
the unity of the body.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. You'll never grow as a people if you don't trust nobody. Oh, I'm coming to get y'all now. Now, we can talk about all these wonderful things, but you're never going to grow as a people if you can't trust nobody.
That's right.
Watch this. Let me give it to you for the super spiritual folks. The Bible said no man is an island.
Nobody.
Watch this. I'm going to come and get you because Jesus needed his 12. Y'all
baby. Yeah, he did.
And then he had three that he said, these my boys right here. He needed his, watch this, he even needed the people who had issues with him.
Yes.
You need your haters.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. You don't never know what's in you unless you got some opposition.
Amen.
When you put clothes in the washing machine, you know they're dirty because you wore them. Now, some clothes you wear, and you can physically see that they're dirty because of what you've done in the day. But you really don't know your clothes dirty until the agitator begins to move. And you open it up and you see like the water brown. And you're like, what in the world? I just wore it one time. Y'all. You'll never know the dirt that's in you until you got an agitator in your life.
That's it. Right there. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop acting like you don't need folks. Hallelujah. You need people. Good, bad, and indifferent. You need people.
Yes.
And don't run everybody away because you got a bad attitude. Deal with your rejection.
Wow.
Deal with your stuff. That's what we do. That's why we get thirsty and we get dehydrated because we don't deal with our stuff. And when God try to bring people in our life to refresh us, we can't receive it.
This is what we do.
It's almost like when somebody's drinking. You know, some folks say, I can't drink out of plastic cups. I just need a glass. I can't drink out of plastic cups. You ain't thirsty enough yet.
Oh,
no, you ain't thirsty yet. No, you're not thirsty yet. Then you have some folks, I'm gonna talk to you. You almost think I'm the same thing as Madden. I'm gonna talk to you. Amen. You know, me and you, we good. So you got some folks that say, you know, I don't really drink water like that. I gotta put an additive in it. So you never get the fullness of the purifying power of water.
Wow.
Because you always gotta add an additive.
Wow. You know what?
And you can't figure out why you thirsty. No, you need water. Nothing added, nothing taken away. Just water.
That's it.
Just water. If you drink that bottle of water that got the little bubbly stuff in it, did you know you really not drinking water? You're just drinking seltzer water. But it's seltzer water. It does not have the same purifying agent that water does. The H2O, amen, that come out your teeth. Y'all can't talk to me.
Amen.
It's not good. Hallelujah. If we have all of these places that we cannot receive from because we got to have it the way we want to have it, then you're going to remain thirsty.
Wow.
You will remain thirsty.
Right now.
When are we going to get to the place that we really thirsty for real? When are we going to realize all of the deficiencies we have and the only way we're going to be refreshed and quenched is through receiving just Jesus? Favorite song, and I gotta holler you into oblivion, and I gotta call you every 3 days. to talk, get the word, because we want to be entertained. Because just Jesus is not enough.
Come on, ma'am.
Y'all ain't going to talk to just Jesus. Is just not enough. I need to be entertained, Jesus. I need you to do something. What's your call it when you branding something? What's your draw? What's your draw, Jesus? Jesus stood up and he was like, the draw is I'm the only thing that's going to give you the refreshing you need. Drop the mic. That's what he said. That's all I got for you. Thirsty? Come drink. Drop the mic. Come out. My God, from Zion. Listen, y'all. And I'm done. I'm done right here. We have found, we have become a generation of water mixers. That we're thirsty, but we have begun to drink from unclean places because we're thirsty, but we're doing it. We have the access to clean water, but to our detriment, because it doesn't feel the way we wanted to feel, because it doesn't look the way we wanted to feel, because it's just not what we think it should. It doesn't appeal to our flesh. We reject it. But there has to come a time that just Jesus really is enough. If you're thirsty enough, if you're tired of the stuff that's going on around you, tired of your money being jacked up, tired of your mind being confused, tired of your heart being broken, tired of feeling like you on this proverbial merry-go-round. Come on, guys. Then you got to get to a place in your life that just Jesus is enough. I'm telling you, and this message is so powerful for our anniversary, because I'm here to tell you all this morning, I can't offer you me. I can't offer you no tricks. I can't offer you nothing. But what I came to offer you all from this day until God calls me home is Jesus. That's what I got for you. And I promise you, I can put my life on it. That when you get that, when you get him, every deficiency in your life will be made whole. Just Jesus. That's what I have to offer you today as a gift for our anniversary. Will you accept Jesus? Just Jesus. I'm just a little extra to come with. Because but me, I'll let you down. You'll find disappointment in me. But in him, you'll never be disappointed. So every time we come and we celebrate the achievement of what God is doing in this ministry, the one thing we can't be proud of, y'all, is that we don't have the lock on it, but one thing we offer here is just Jesus. How many believe that? Of the covenant. So this morning, if you could repeat after me, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you that a year ago, you came into covenant with me through a diamond in the rough ministry.
I'm grateful
that through our ups and through our downs,
you have been consistently
a good leader, a good developer,
and a wonderful friend.
I made the decision today
to reaffirm my relationship with you
and my covenant connection with the Diamond and the Rough Ministry.
And
I'm grateful
for the growth
that is to come
in me
and in our ministry.
In
Jesus' name,
we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Oh, Jesus. Are you all happy today?
Yes. Happy.
What a word. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So let's take the time. Hallelujah.